Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I believe to this very day,
yep,
we only have one guest who has her own walk-up music. Is that correct?
That is.
There's no one else.
No, nope. Can't think of anybody else.
To their own theme song.
Nope.
Other than Amy Trask, it is our NFL Insider Report, Ben and Woods, 8 a.m. on a Thursday morning, and we are pleased to welcome back to 97.3 The Fan, former Raiders executive, CBS Sports television football analyst, Amy Trask is back with us. Amy, good morning to you. Happy championship week.
Well, good morning to you, and I am so honored that I have my own walk-up music, let alone what the music is. I mean, that's just spectacular and perfect. And I kind of like being the only walk-up music guest. Could we keep it that way?
We absolutely can keep it that way. And, okay. And while we have you here this morning, Amy, you know, this is a big day. We'd like to formally offer you the job to run the Pac-12 because I think it's open. It's going to be open in June. And your name has already been floated on our Twitter as somebody that could absolutely go in there and knock it out of the park. So we'd like to be the first to formally offer it to you. I don't know how much weight it will carry.
The authorization to do such.
Do we not? Do we not?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I mean, we've good ratings and whatnot. No? Okay. Well, I mean, I think you'd be a great fit for that.
Well, I am deeply, deeply honored by your offer. And the funny part would be if I actually, just to have a little fun with the Pac-12, tweeted out, thank you very, very much for extending the gracious offer through Ben and Woods. I have accepted, and here are the terms of my compensation that I agreed to with Ben and Woods on air earlier today.
Well,
it's
don't
the
take
Pac-12, but with sprinkles now.
With sprinkles,
much
yes.
Better. Don't take anything less than $40 million, which is what that guy pulled out of there in 11 years. So, just so you know.
All right, they're going to be so impressed to know you negotiated this deal on their behalf.
Yeah, I'm the last one that you want. I buy a sticker for everything, Amy.
Amy, let me start. Obviously, kind of mixed feelings here in San Diego with the Chargers being gone, but Philip Rivers announcing his retirement earlier this week. You were on the other side, though, of the Philip Rivers experience, especially early in his career when you were with the Raiders and he was just coming up. He got under the skin oftentimes of opponents and opposing fan bases, and I don't know if I've ever asked you what your kind of feelings were about Philip.
Boy, saying that he got under the skin of people is a very, very gracious, polite way of saying what he did. Men, when we played against Philip and I would see him carrying on and having his hissy fits on the field and on the sideline, just pitching fit after fit, I wanted to run onto the field myself and hit him or sack him or tackle him. Maybe just hit him, because I probably wouldn't get away with, you know, I probably couldn't do the whole sack or tackle. But I wanted to run down there and just have at him. And then at one point, I was asked to be on a panel for an event and heard that Philip was going to be on the panel as well. This was for the LA Sports and Entertainment Commission while the Chargers were in San Diego. And I came home and I was huffing and puffing and fussing. And my husband said to me, you know what I predict? You're going to serve on that panel with Philip and you're going to come back and say, my God, what a nice guy he is. And men, that is exactly what happened. And I got to say, it sort of annoyed me that I found him to be the tremendous, tremendous gentleman he is. Didn't stop me from wanting to kick him every single time I saw him on the field. And he would walk out of the tunnel after that and run over to me and say hello and be so nice. I kind of felt a little guilty about wanting to kick him.
That's pretty common. He's the guy that you hate playing against, but you love when he's on your team. You
the memes, the Rivers face memes over the years from all the opponents. I remember that so distinctly.
I'm sorry, you mentioned San Diego and the heartache at losing the team and some of the fans being angry that the team is gone. What has been very neat to see is that notwithstanding all of that, how many San Diego fans have reached out publicly on social media and otherwise to say, you know, congratulations on your career, Philip.
Amy Trask is with us. It's our NFL Insiders Report. Let's get on to the big news of the week. Obviously, everyone's focused on Patrick Mahomes and his availability. Everything coming out of Kansas City, including the fact that he participated in practice yesterday, seems to at least be laying the groundwork that he's going to get cleared to play. But we don't know that for certain. I still don't totally understand the concussion protocols. I know they want to take it out of the decision of coaches and trainers and team doctors and put it to an independent source. It's hard to imagine, though, Patrick Mahomes not getting cleared at this point. I mean, what are you hearing, Amy?
Well, signs point to the fact that he will be cleared. He did participate on a limited basis yesterday. Look, my hunch is he will be cleared and he will play. But, you know, over time, we've seen that people who've suffered concussions or have had symptoms suggesting they've suffered concussions, those ebb and flow, they wax and wane. So, you know, it looks like he's going to play. I anticipate that he'll play, but we won't know until much, much, much closer to the game. And, you know, the Bills are therefore going to have to prepare for two quarterbacks. But you know what? That's sort of what teams do anyway. As to taking it out of the hands of team doctors, the idea, as you know, is to put it in the hands of someone who's going to be far more independent and make a decision, not feeling the pressure of working for the organization affected by that decision.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, you know, if player safety and health is really paramount, as they say that it is, that's something that absolutely needs to happen. Well, the rest of the guys out there look pretty healthy. Tom Brady looks pretty good. Aaron Rodgers looks great. And Josh Allen is just a delight to watch every time they play. Ben asked me the question off the air, and I think we're going to talk about it at some point, Amy, but wanted to ask you this. All four of these quarterbacks are really interesting characters. They've got Super Bowls, except for Josh Allen. Who would winning the Super Bowl mean the most to out of this group of four?
Oh, boy. I would never speak on behalf of any of these men.
Sure.
I'm sure winning the Super Bowl would mean just mean the world to each of them. That's the pinnacle of a career when you're a quarterback in the NFL. You want that Super Bowl ring. Why wouldn't it mean the same amount to each one of the four of them? Why would we think that it would mean more to one than the other? You could look at it through Josh Allen's perspective. He's young. It would be a first. It would be the start of what he hopes would be many. You could look at Aaron and think, wow, he has really, you know, stuck through a lot with the Packers in terms of, you know, them getting under his skin with who they drafted, who they haven't drafted. Tom is Tom. He wants a Super Bowl every single year. And Patrick, wow, back-to-back Super Bowls. That would be fantastic. So they all want this, man.
You know what? I think that makes it very compelling this weekend.
Yeah,
those different storylines. The one that I had totally forgotten about, and it always seems like it's a bigger deal every year, is there's a chance the Tampa Bay Bucs could play a Super Bowl in their home stadium.
Yep.
It's almost a statistical anomaly that it has not happened at this point in 54 Super Bowls, but they're now one win away from doing something no team has ever done before. I wonder what that dynamic would be like, Amy.
Boy, that would be tremendous. And it would be even odder in a year like this where we're not having full stadiums. I mean, when you stop and look at it through that way, which I just did for the first time when you mentioned this, Let's say they were to go in to Green Bay and win, and oh my gosh, that is a daunting, daunting proposition to go in and not only play a team the caliber of Green Bay, of the Packers, but to do it in Green Bay in January. That is a very, very, very steep challenge. But okay, let's go with your theory that Tampa Bay pulls that off, and now they are playing in their own stadium for the Super Bowl. It's not going to be a full stadium.
Yeah.
Given the situation we are all living in, all the circumstances associated with the virus. So you could have a double anomaly that for the first time a team would host the Super Bowl but not be able to have a full stadium. Think about that.
And presumably, I don't know how they're distributing tickets, the limited tickets that they're going to have for the Super Bowl, but a lot of those go to, you know, corporate sponsors and not necessarily like the fans of the team. So it wouldn't necessarily be that pro of a Bucks crowd, even with the limited fans that were there.
Well, each team is required to use a certain amount for its fans. Now, teams do play a little bit of hanky-panky. You're absolutely right. They're going to take care of corporate sponsors. So they take a chunk for corporate sponsors, and then they'll say, oh, my gosh, but, you know, a certain percentage of those people working and associated with the sponsors are our fans. So there's a little hanky-panky there. But you're absolutely right. This is just it would be a very unique circumstance. Let's leave it at that. And, of course, the NFL is doing something terrific at the Super Bowl this year, which is taking a certain number of the limited seats and using them for first responders and those who've been on the front lines throughout the pandemic.
We are talking to the great Amy Trask here on Ben and Woods, and I know that people on the Bills are already talking about, okay, yeah, we got to prepare possibly for two quarterbacks, but I'll tell you what, Andy Reid has always impressed me. He continued to impress me last week. The stones that he showed, Amy, were just, it was incredible the way he called that game, and they looked for a time there unstoppable. No rust on that team whatsoever. If you're the Bills defense, daunting, I don't even think is the right word if Patrick Mahomes is under center.
Well, you're certainly right. And to your point about Andy, it's one thing to make a call like that, which was a very, very, very gutsy call. We're, of course, referring to the fourth down play. But to make it when you don't have your starting quarterback, you know, it's one thing to call that play with Patrick under center. It's an entirely different thing to do it. And it shows the confidence he has in his team, no matter who is under center. And let me tell you about that play. Here's what goes on with front office staff watching the game when a play like that is called. You're watching and you say, no, 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 no. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, great play.
The risk reward was just through the roof. It really was. And you feel like if you're a Browns fan, you had that call earlier in the game, obviously, with the helmet-to-helmet that should have been called. Yep. It wasn't. You lost the potential touchdown there. That was a tough one. Where does Amy Trask stand on that rule, by the way? A lot of people saying worst rule in football. Where do you stand on it?
I've been against that rule for decades. I hate that rule. I actually, prior to that game, last Sunday morning on our pregame show, that other pregame show it's called, on CBS Sports Network, I was having a discussion on air with Phil Simms, and he asked me if I could change one rule, what would it be? And that's the rule I identified. So the reason I noted it was on air is I'm not making this up. It's there. It's on video or whatever the heck you put it on now.
Receipts. Yeah, you got receipts.
I got receipts. So all teasing aside, I have wanted to change that rule. Look, it makes no sense to me. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. And I would want to change it. So if I had a magic wand and I could change one rule, that would be it.
Last question for me, Amy, on the head coaching hires here in the NFL and the diversity issue that keeps popping up. We know Al Davis was always a leader in that category. Maybe not intentionally, but just because he believed in hiring the right man or woman for the job. You know, hired Art Schell as head coach. But we continue to see in the NFL a concern about the lack of diversity. Eric Bieniemy, a top candidate, obviously, you know, he's still coaching with the Chiefs right now, but the jobs are going fast and furious and not necessarily the diversity that the NFL was hoping to get. The Jags were criticized for hiring Urban Meyer without necessarily going through the Rooney Rule procedures the way they were supposed to. What's your overall take, basically, on head coaching diversity, especially in the NFL, and why there isn't more of it, considering the obviously large number of minorities who play the game and come up as assistant coaches as well?
Well, you referenced Eric Bieniemy, and it is absolutely stupefying to me, dumbfounding, that he has not gotten a head coaching opportunity yet. Look what he's done with the Chiefs the last few years. Look what he's done throughout his career. He has the unequivocal full endorsement and recommendation of Andy Reid, who is a phenomenal coach. If I'm listening to a recommendation and an endorsement from a current head coach about a future head coach, Andy Reid is at the top of the list of people I'm listening to, and his players recommend him and endorse him. It is stupefying to me that he doesn't have a job. You know, you made a point about Al Davis, and I thank you for doing that. And I'm well aware that many of your listeners hate the Raiders, didn't like Al. But if we're all being intellectually honest, he did decades and decades and decades ago. And we can agree, I'm saying, if we're all being honest about it, that notwithstanding whether you liked him or not, he did all those decades ago what others are not yet doing today, which is hire without regard to race, gender, or other individualities, which have no bearing on whether one can do a job. And I don't know how you force people to do that, because obviously efforts to do so have failed. Look, let me just quote Spike Lee. Do the right thing.
Mm-hmm. And we'll leave it at that. Amy Trask, Princess of Darkness, CBS Sports, that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network, former Raiders executive and the only guest now and forever. Well, I mean, if like Fernando Tatis said, I need my own walk-up music, we'd have to discuss it with you, Amy, in the future. But for with her own walk-up music.
Okay. We could have that discussion. We could get him on the phone. We could have a little conversation about that. I'd be willing to entertain that. But for now, I just want to let you know how honored I am.
She is Amy Trask. Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Our NFL Insiders Report, getting ready for championship week. Now, we still haven't given out our picks. That comes tomorrow. In our family segment.
It's must listen radio.
You say that you have already decided.
Bets are placed. Bets are in. Money's
right,
in.
So you're locked in.
I'm locked in.
I'm not. I'm not locked in yet.
My own money. Locked in.
You have money to play with.
I do.
This week.
I do.
That's what happens when you go 4-0.
God, that felt good.
The previous
week. I want to keep that heater going, man. It's not going to. But I'm
if you win both games this week,
Mama.
How large could you make your wager for the Super Bowl? I wonder. Especially if you felt good about one of the two teams involved in that
man,
game.
And I'll tell you, so going through the Super Bowl matchups is where you just beat your head against the wall. I mean, that's like my team right now that I'm pulling for to win it all. I want the Green Bay Packers to win it all.
Really, over the Buffalo Bills?
Yeah,
I thought
yeah.
you were maybe leaning Bills.
No, I'm really pulling for Aaron Rodgers to get another one. Don't know why. I've taken quite a liking to him this season. I have kind of taken in the whole picture and realized just what that dude's been through in his career and in Green Bay. And I'm really pulling for him to win another one because in my mind, he is the most exciting quarterback I have ever seen play the game of football. He's the best in my – Tom Brady's great. He is great. There is no question about it. I would rather watch Aaron Rodgers play any day of the week.
These storylines, though, for this Super Bowl will be better than, like, God, the last – certainly the last 3, 4, 5 Super Bowls. I mean, no matter what combination we get, it's going to be, you know, old versus young, no matter who comes from the AFC and the NFC. And
that's
then
exactly right.
You pick the player. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, one of the best to ever do it, getting back to the second Super Bowl. Tom Brady witnessing, you know, continuing to witness history, getting to another Super Bowl with a different team. Josh Allen, the Bills, haven't gotten there since, what, 94, 93? Patrick Mahomes going for back-to-back titles. Like, there is no shortage of drama in the NFL playoffs right now.
Yeah, with the Packers being the team I'm rooting for to win it all, the team I think will win it all is probably the Kansas City Chiefs. That's who I, after watching them last week, and again,
I don't agree. I really don't.
Oh, man, they looked unbelievable.
This hour of Ben and Woods brought to you by the Auto Club of Southern California. Looking to save money on auto insurance? It's easy. Get your free quote at AAA.com/insurance. You can save even more when you bundle your homeowner's or renter's policy, too. Visit AAA.com/insurance today for your free quote. I do want to expand thoughts on the question you asked Amy, talked about off-air. Which quarterback has the most at stake? Which quarterback would a Super Bowl mean the most? Because I think you can argue all four of them.
You absolutely can.
Have a lot on the line. I mean, every Super Bowl is a lot on the line. But in particular, these four quarterbacks all have different levels of history that they're looking to make and really redefine legacies in certain ways. So I want to talk about that. We also have some real or fake coming up. Looking to qualify another listener for a grand prize drawing. Vegas getaway, $250, food and beverage credit. All you have to do is play real or fake. Call in 833-288-0973. We'll do that coming up. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.